online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
It's 1 o'clock and with the latest news for Kent, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Tory MP Scott Mann has become the ninth to resign from a government role in protest at the Prime Minister's plan for leaving the EU. His decision comes hours before MPs are expected to vote in the Commons on Theresa May's customs bill. Earlier, a former Cabinet Minister, Justine Greening, also criticised the withdrawal plan, calling it the worst of both worlds. But Business Secretary and Tunbridge Wells MP Greg Clark says bosses are mostly in favour of the proposals.
They've said that the proposals that are out there that we've put on the table are good, they're positive, they'll allow that prosperity to continue. They're now calling upon the European Union to respond positively.
Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin are meeting at the presidential palace in Helsinki for historic talks. The US president says he has low expectations for the discussions in Finland. There's no set agenda for the meeting, which is happening behind closed doors. The main phase of construction work to convert part of the M20 in Kent into a smart motorway is underway. Ishmael's got the details for KMFM.
Well, 13 miles of new lanes are being created on a 6.5-mile stretch between junctions 3 and 5 near Maidstone. Preparation work started back in March. Now the project team will start replacing the central reservation with a reinforced concrete barrier, install new drainage pipes, lighting and cabling, and build new gantries. While the work's done, there will be a 50-mile-per-hour speed limit and narrower lanes. It's costing £92 million and is designed to make journeys faster and more reliable.
KMFM News.
A girl has been flown to a London hospital in a serious condition after collapsing at a trampoline park in Kent. Paramedics were called to Gravity at Bluewater yesterday. Ambulance staff have thanked everyone who helped before they arrived at the site, which closed for the rest of the day. An investigation is underway after a man threatened a member of staff during an aggravated burglary at a Kent hotel. No one was hurt, but cash and a mobile phone were stolen from Eastwell Manor in Ashford in the early hours of this morning. Police want anyone who saw anything suspicious in the area to get in touch. Campaigners say they're unhappy a meeting to discuss proposals for a quarry in Kent was cancelled at the last minute. Ryarsh residents are opposed to the idea of a 3.6 million tonne sand quarry near the village. It had been on the agenda for a council meeting on Friday, but it's now been put back. Tom Tugendhat is the area's MP.
This has been delayed until September, which means that KCC will have a long time to really have a good look at the site and have a proper understanding, and I hope listen to many local residents.
Campaigners have started a petition and are hoping the delay will give them more time to collect signatures. More than 60 new council homes are being created in part of Kent as part of a £23 million deal. Student accommodation off Sturry Road in Canterbury will be turned into houses and flats after the City Council bought the properties. It's hoped it will help reduce the number of households on waiting lists. At the moment, there are 2,400.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Archaeologists are hoping to find out more this week about a Tudor shipwreck found on a Kent beach. It was discovered at Tankerton in April by a group of volunteers looking for Second World War pillboxes and has now been given special protection. Mark Dunkley is from Historic England.
We're here excavating for the next 3 days. The very bottom remains of a very rare and significant 16th century trading ship, probably ocean going. We know that because we found the remains of a galley on board, as well as remains of the crew's artifacts and cooking equipment.
It's the only known surviving medieval shipwreck in southeast England. And Richard Bacon has tweeted for the first time after coming out of a medically induced coma. The former Blue Peter presenter fell ill while travelling from the US to the UK earlier this month.
Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Boxing and the opponent for Anthony Joshua's next world title defence has been confirmed. Britain's heavyweight world champion will put his IBV, WBA and WBO belts on the line against Alexander Povetkin at Wembley Stadium on the 22nd of September. Sky Sports head of boxing Adam Smith says the Russian must not be underestimated.
It's a real test, this. It's a banana skin for Anthony Joshua. You know, all the talk of Deontay Wilder, which has to be put on hold. I think Team Joshua are nervous about this. This is a very, very dangerous fight. He's the third best heavyweight in the world.
And in football, thousands of France fans are expected on the Champs-Élysées in Paris this afternoon to celebrate with their World Cup winning players. They beat Croatia 4-2 in the final yesterday. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.